I hope everyone could hear me today. All right, please let me know, Alan, if everyone can hear me all right. And just a little warning, I'm kind of losing my voice, so if it goes in and out, please excuse me. So thank you all so much for coming to the Josie Show. I'm your host, Josie Pasentino, and I thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We have a packed show tonight with four great guests in their music. Tonight I'll get to chat with Waylon Henley, Amy Taylor, Jeffrey Lee, and Sydney Renee. And I hope in the last hour you heard my pre-show interview with Tiffany Carlin. She is such an amazing talent. I think she is just incredible. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. And we have, you know, four more interviews for you tonight. So I am looking forward to it. It's going to be jam-packed. And also, I want to give a special thank you to Texas Bobby Dean for creating our theme song that you heard in the middle, beginning of our show. He is just an incredible, incredible artist. So to find out more about him, just go to his website, www.texasbobbydean.com. And all right, so, and also really quick here, we do have announcements as well that I'm going to get into a little bit later. So we're going to talk about the award show and a lot of other great things to mention. All right, so just stay right there. All right, now, everyone, please welcome to the show my first guest, Waylon Henley. Woo! Hello!
Hey, Josie.
Hey, how are you?
All right. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I hear you perfectly fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's good now.
Perfect. Okay, so first off, I want to start by congratulating you on your song Sometimes, being number 8 on our countdown last night on Country Blast Radio. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I think it's I think you are just so talented. I mean, you really do have a remarkable voice. Did you ever take any lessons?
I've never had any formal vocal lessons, no.
Really? Wow.
It's just in my blood. That's
It's awesome. You really do have an incredible voice. Many people message into the station commenting on it all the time. All right, so I was wondering, what was it that made music all start for you?
Like I said, music's been, you know, it's in my blood. It's part of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Both my grandfathers, you know, on my mother's side and my daddy's side, you know, all my uncles on my daddy's side, they're all musicians. They all play. It's just something that's, part of being a Henley. And, but I really, really found myself and knew that I wanted to pursue music and knew that I loved music and wanted to. I've been driving after this for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
and I just, but I was 14. Got my first guitar at 14. I don't know how cliche that sounds, but that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad, started sharing, some of his musical history with me, which I didn't know, I wasn't aware of, and I started finding a bunch of this stuff out when I was 16. I lost my daddy when I was 18.
Oh.
And, but I started finding out, about his history, him, growing up with Waylon and playing with Waylon Jennings and he was my namesake and, they were good mm-hmm. friends, they obviously had a falling out somewhere down the road. I don't know. But like I said, I lost him when I was pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I always felt like, it was inside of me. I just, it just started coming out, and,
right.
I was raised up on the old country and raised up on, Merle Haggard and Waylon mm-hmm. and Paycheck, and all these
the
guys. And it's just a part of me, It has been a part of me, I feel like this is my calling. This is, what I'm supposed to do.
Yes. Oh, I think so. It's really cool how, talking to people over the years, it's so funny how a lot of people start out that way when they – get a guitar for their birthday or something, and then learning how to play that really helps them down the line. You know what I mean? That's like the turning point for a lot of artists, when they can learn an instrument then they are able to, you know, really get to what they want to do, you know?
Well, it was kind of confusing to me. I had my heart set on a radio-controlled car when I was 14 mm-hmm. years old, and I'd saved some money and ordered this thing. And they kept putting it on back order and back order and back order. And I was getting frustrated with it. And one day my dad said, hey, you know, let's take a ride. He took me to the music store. And so to make a short story long, I ended up getting a guitar. And when the radio control car came in the mail, COD, I mm-hmm. had to tell this, you know, take it back. Because I spent my money on the guitar, which was the best thing that I ever did.
It was. It was actually kind of fate that it didn't come on time, you know, because I don't know what your path would have been if that would have came, you know. You would have maybe tried that. It's funny how things work out that way. I love that. And also, I wanted to talk a little bit because you have some things going on with Nash Next that you know, is happening and people could actually get involved. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Nash Next is a contest that I just, I got into it. I actually got signed up and registered and into the contest 30 minutes before the closing time.
Oh, wow.
And so I didn't know, I didn't really know a lot about it. And it's a social contest. It's a bunch of social sharing and stuff like that. Now this next round on the competition, you got to be pretty adverse with Twitter, which I'm not. I'm trying to teach myself that. And, you know, this, hashtag that's like German to me, man. So I'm trying to figure that out. And guiding people to, you know, what they have to do to vote and to support me on it. And
very nice.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge for sure for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really not that adverse with all this social stuff.
Look at you. You're dabbling in the world of hashtags.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
Oh,
well, but
I'll
figure it out. I'm up for the challenge. This next challenge, we're writing a jingle for the Nash brand.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge that we just had, we did a cover of Randy Houser's How Country Feels. And,
oh, I love that
people,
song.
People mm-hmm. can go to NashNextCountry.com mm-hmm. and browse for. Right now I'm a featured artist on there, so it's really easy to find me. Just go in there, I'm on the page. And like after the show or whatever, you just go to NashNextCountry.com and browse the artist and just type in my name on the search and it'll come up. And you click the heart to be a fan and sign up. And I think that you still vote.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote once a day for each email address that you have. But
perfect. Go check it out, everybody.
That's about it with Nash Next. It's confusing to me, but, you know, I'm up for the challenge.
You'll figure it out. After a while, you'll definitely figure it out. And I bet you're, you know, doing just so well because, you know, like you said, you may not know, you know, much about, you know, Twitter or, you know, whatever it could be. But you, when you do know how to do something, you really love chatting with everybody. I see you on Facebook all the time and you just have so much fun, you know, meeting new people. And it's a lot of fun chatting with you on Facebook, too.
Well, you know, that's the cool thing with social networking is, you know, there's potential of such a huge fan base out there. And,
true.
You know, I've gained some new fans. I've gained some new friends. My buddy Johnny Rhodes, my outlaw buddy.
Yes.
He's me and him chatted up a lot. He's a great guy, and looking forward to meeting him in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my friend Sean Poole. We're both with Synchronicity Tours now. So, you know, just the social thing, it's been really cool. You know, I've met a lot of people, and a lot of people have done me some good. So, you know, I'm real happy for it.
Yes, yes, you really could meet, you know, people from all over the world, which is what social networking sites are, you know, all about. And you're also meeting really great friends along the way as well. Like you said, Johnny Rhodes, he's awesome. He really, really is. He's a great guy. And you know, meeting them, but also you can really, like you said, spread your fan base pretty wide, worldwide on social networking sites, because you have people talking to you from all over the place.
Oh, yeah, man. I got my buddy Terrell from Denmark,
mm-hmm.
and he's a huge supporter of mine. He always shared my stuff, and you know, I just really thank him for doing that. And you know, everybody that shares my stuff, man, my hat's off to you. I can't do this by myself, you know, and it's the fans are the ones that keep you going, you know.
True. It's really, really true. I mean, that's the most important part about music. Absolutely. And, you know, you do have some great, great songs that we actually are going to play tonight. We're going to play Sometimes and Brown Eyed Angel Girl. So first, before we play Sometimes, yes, let's do it. But first, can you please tell people where they can go, you know, after they hear the music, where they can go to purchase your music or find it online, the easiest ways?
Right, yeah, you can go mm-hmm. to iTunes. I've got three songs on iTunes up from this new album release. And, oops, got my phone. Still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I dropped my phone. yeah, go to iTunes and just type me into iTunes. And I've got three songs. I've got Sometimes, One Drink at a Time, and Brown Eyed Angel Girl. Which we're getting, you know, good airplay on all three of those. And we're looking to, you know, put the rest of them out here before too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Reverb Nation. You can catch me on Reverb Nation. And catch me up on Facebook and, you know, Wayland Henley Music, facebook.com/WaylandHenleyMusic. Go there to add me there, and also just on my personal page there on Facebook and the Twitter. You know, everybody start following me on Twitter. I don't even.
Yes.
I'm so lost. It's a thing. I can't explain to you
Twitter.
How much I'm lost.
Oh, I love it. That's actually how, when I first started, I had no idea what was going on. And it was really difficult because you only have 140 characters to talk, and I like to talk. So it does get difficult.
Yeah.
Twitter,
and also, you know, I've got the Iceman, Bobby Glowski. He's a big supporter of mine, too. And actually, he was the first Twitter follower that I got. And thank him for that. I didn't even know what he did. He just like, oh, you're being followed. I was looking behind me like, follow me. I didn't know.
Oh, that's funny. See, people can find you all over the place. You really are really great online. And I hope everyone goes after the show to check you out on all of your pages and also find your music. So how about we play Sometimes and we'll be right back, okay?
All right, Josie.
All right, thank you. Here we go. Let's play Sometimes, and we'll be right back with Wayland Henley. Here we go. Check it out. I love the song.
Sometimes, the old times keep running through my brain. Sometimes I feel like getting drunk. Get you off my mind. Sometimes I feel downhearted. Sometimes I'm feeling fine. Sometimes I feel like sitting down to write some words that rhyme. Sometimes, the old times keep running through my brain. about you. Sometimes I feel I've cheated you to write myself this song. Sometimes I feel you've been away for far too long. Sometimes the old times keep running through my mind. Sometimes I think about you.
Sometimes by Waylon Henley, and we're back with Waylon right now. And I hope everyone goes after the show to purchase all of his music and check it out. It's super easy to do, and also his Reverb Nation, where you can check out, you know, that as well, and also his social networking sites. And I'm curious, are you doing any, you know, touring, or are you, you know, do you have any upcoming performances planned on the, you know, in the books as of right now? Anything that you could mention tonight that, you know, if people are in the area, they might want to see you live?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Liberty Hometown Opry tomorrow night here in Liberty, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be at the Sugarland Outdoor Opry on September the 11th. And I've got some good things in the works. I've signed up with Synchronicity Platinum. And fixing to start doing some shows with Noel Haggard. And I'm real excited about that. Mandy Lauren Moore. And I'm excited about that. So for too long we're gonna be doing a bunch of shows in Texas and starting up, I think, in Tyler, Texas. And I'm excited about that, man. Do some shows with Haggard.
Oh yeah. I'm assuming that you obviously have listened to him and love him, so it's probably going to be a very fun show for you.
Oh yeah, I got his first CD from back, years back, and I've been a fan of his music, and he's becoming a fan of my music. So I think it's going to be. It's going to be great, man. I'm excited for it.
Oh, yes. It's going to be such a great show. You're going to have such a great time. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I also like to point out, too, the song Sometimes, man, is written by my great, great friend and manager, Jimmy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a writer on a lot of my new songs on this new album. And, I'm looking forward, to writing more with him. And but he's a great guy, great talent, and a good manager. And so things are looking up, for both of us. And and like I said, man, I'm really excited to do some stuff with Noel, and we'll see where that goes from there. Sky's the limit, Dozy.
Yes. I love that you keep doing your thing. I mean, you have really been keeping busy, and I'm excited to see what is coming next for you. You know, what's in the future for Waylon Henley? I'm excited about it. I'll have to keep checking back, and, we would love to have you back on any time for an update. I mean, whatever you would like to do, we would love to do it with you, all right? We'd love to have
Absolutely.
You back.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect. And, I know that you, a lot of songwriters, and, you have a lot of fun doing the music. Would you like to put out, another, like a CD? Would you like to just keep putting out music and keep songwriting? I mean, that's the main focus? For sure.
The main focus for me is, is to be able to live comfortably doing this. And
yes.
it's not necessarily, you know, being a big star. It's,
right.
It's being able to, you know, to live the dream. And, mm-hmm. and the dream to me, you know, is not having a day job and,
mm-hmm.
And doing this full time, you know. And I think that's on the horizon for me. And, you know, I don't want to jinx myself or, you know, knock on wood or anything, but I think things are fixing to look up for old Waylon, I think.
It is. I definitely see huge things, you know, brewing for you, which I'm really excited about. And we are going to play another song here called Brown-Eyed Angel Girl. So how about we play this and we'll be right back, okay?
All right, Josie.
Perfect. This is another really, really great song. So let's play it and we will be right back with the Josie Show. So stay right there. Here we go. Enjoy.
Kind of love, the first and last. She loves the way today she has in the past. From evening gowns to jeans and boots, my favorite thing is her birthday suit. She loves me out of this world. On her dancing shoes, not a soul has a clue where an angel could learn such moves. Better than the best and finer than fine, the best thing about it, she's mine all the time. She loves me out of this world. Her sleep as she softly breathes takes my breath away and brings me to my knees. Every time we make love, it's like the first. I swear it's a brand new. Loving a brown-eyed angel girl.
And we're back. That was Brown-Eyed Angel Girl by Waylon Henley. And I wanted to mention in the chat room, you have people already saying that they're sending you friend requests and everything else. So you're going to get some friend requests when you go back to your Facebook page. Yes.
Well, cool. I'll check that. I'll check that when we get done.
Perfect. So, you know, definitely.
And I also want to say, too, the people that, you know, aren't in the Texas area that would like to watch the live show tomorrow from the Liberty Opera, you can go to thelibertyopera.com, and they have live feeds for the shows that air on Saturdays. So you can catch me on that show, too. I forgot to say that a while ago.
Awesome. Check it out, everybody. Wow, I love how you really are just keeping busy. You're just looking ahead and doing everything. Keep doing it.
I'm trying. This Twitter thing is going to kill me, though, man. It's tough.
You'll figure it out. You will definitely figure it out. You will. And, you know, I have to ask you, you know, a fun question here for you. What do you like to do for fun when you're not working on music? What are some hobbies that you like to do? Because on your downtime, you need that time to yourself. So what's that for you?
Oh, man, I'm a movie connoisseur. You know, I love movies.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a collection of movies that are out of this world. It's crazy. I have I have so many movies, probably. I probably wouldn't be able to watch them all in two lifetimes.
It's true. I'm the same way. I love, like, whenever a movie comes out, I'm one of the ones first to a movie theater, or, you know, also there's different ways of doing it, you know, on the TV now, like Vudu, which you could do that, and then Netflix, and I'm always watching movies. So, yes, I hear you.
Oh, I've got Netflix, the Hulu,
uh-huh.
Vudu.
Yeah,
my
favorite.
Popcorn, whatever
you
name it, I probably have it. Well, I don't do the Amazon deal.
Yeah.
I've never done that, but Netflix is great. You know, I waste a lot of time with Netflix.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love Netflix. Ooh. I love it. And you know, I think it's great, everything that you do. We did run out of time, but I would love to have you back on any time to chat, okay? Thank you so much.
I would love it. I'd love it, Josie.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much. And please, everyone, make sure you find him on his Facebook and also on Twitter, and help him with Twitter.
Yeah, because I'm going to need help.
Yes. Do it, everybody. Thank you so much, Waylon, and we'll talk with you again real soon. Waylon Henley, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Give your mom our best.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you
all
so
right.
much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, bye. He is fantastic. That was Waylon Henley. And what a talented guy he is. And we got to play a song sometimes in Brown Eyed Angel Girl. And we do have our second guest here and ready. So, everyone, please welcome to the show, Amy Taylor. Hello.
Hey. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little exhausted. I've been to Chicago the entire past week, so I got back yesterday to Savannah. But
awesome. Wow. Yeah. So you're pretty much on the run. You're really moving. You're doing a lot.
So the next month or so is going to be a little slow. I just wanted to take like a short break from everything and kind of regroup, you know, refocus myself on the music and everything. So.
Yes.
So just taking a short little break here.
I like that. Thank you so much for, spending your break with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, anytime. So I want to kind of, you know, go back a little bit with when you first found out that music was what you wanted to do. I mean, just by reading some of the information you've put out, you grew up in a way that many can only dream about, with like the openness of a large farm and musically accepting family. Can you tell us a little bit about how that helped you for today?
Yeah, my grandparents and my family, they all raised me on a huge farm. It's about 2,000 acres down in South Georgia. So I grew up, you know, with no boundaries. Like, I ran free and wild, and, you know, yet my roots were still planted in the ground. So, you know, I grew up pretty good. My family taught me to appreciate music and appreciate life itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very humble about everything I do, and I always try to help other people because that's just the way I was raised.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it sounds like it was just a blast. I mean, no wonder why music, you're so dedicated to it, because I bet music was all around your house.
Oh, most definitely it was.
Yes. I could see it for sure. And I have to say, really, really neat things that you, can say that you've done. I mean, you've shared a stage with many big names, you know, like Sammy Kershaw, Chris Young, Confederate Railroad, and Florida Georgia Line, just to name a few, which we love so much here. Can you tell us what experiences like that are like for you? What's it like to be on stage or open up for a big artist like this that you hear all the time?
Honestly, it's really exciting. I would rather play in front of large crowds because that's my comfort zone than to like four or five people. I mean, it sounds weird and it sounds like it should be the other way around, but that's actually where I'm most comfortable at.
Right. I mean, hey, people have their preferences. For sure.
Yeah.
And that's just how you roll. That's how you like it. Awesome.
Right.
Awesome. Yes. And we do have a couple of your songs tonight to play for everyone so people can check that out. But can you please let everyone know where they can go and listen to your music and purchase your music, all the easy access places they can go to find you?
Yeah, you can go to amytaylormusic.com and just find everything, all the links to my social media like Twitter, Facebook, all of that stuff on there, and as well as where to get my music and everything.
Perfect. That makes it even easier. So you don't have to remember a million links. I like that. Everyone, please check her out after the show, and you know, check out the music. You know, it's amazing, as you will be able to tell right now, because I'm going to play your first song that we have called Rear View. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm very, very excited to play this song. It is such a fantastic song. You sound just fabulous.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So I'm excited for everyone to hear it. So let's play Rear View by Amy Taylor. We'll be right back with Amy in just a moment. So stay right there. Here we go.
Got the pedal mask down on the Georgia back road, and a leaving song on the radio. The windows roll down, gas tanks filled up, I'm blowing this town, I'm chasing sun. There's a one late night, one too many times, and a no more, one more try. I see a cloud of dust and a one foot.
Great energy to it. It's amazing.
It does. I really enjoyed writing that song too. And I got to give credit to one of my very best friends, and my producer helped me co-write that with a guy in Nashville named Jay Brunswick. But my producer, this is a really cool story that people like to hear. He actually plays lead guitar for Garth Brooks.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's such a humble guy too. It's so fun to get around him and write and just hang out whenever I can. So.
Yes. Oh, that is so, so cool. I love that. I mean, you really do know a lot of amazing people who've done amazing things. I mean, surrounding yourself with amazing people is
exactly.
is a good plan.
Yeah. Yes. Very blessed. So can't complain too much.
Can't complain at all. That's awesome. That is truly, truly awesome. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, performing here, because I do have a fun question for you. Sarah, are you ready? I love performing.
Yeah.
Funny questions. So the first one here is, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could recall? Something that just did not go well live and in person. It always happens. It happens.
there's a few of those. I think let me try and pick the better one, the least embarrassing one. Probably just like repeating a verse over, but no one usually notices that, or you know, tripping on a cord or something like that when you don't have a wireless pack.
Right,
but,
right.
And then, you know, there's always that bar scene. If you have too much tequila, you know, you got to get dragged off stage sometimes. So.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah, that you never really can control what happens on stage or off the stage. Sometimes the audience, you see some interesting things.
That is so true. So true.
It is. It really, really is. And what's the one song that you perform live that really gets people into it, you know, on their feet, dancing along to it? What's that one song for you?
Either, you know, Rearview or a cover song that I do is AC/DC, Shook Me All Night Long.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Both of them would definitely get me on my feet. I would be dancing along to Rearview for sure. I love it. I love it. And what do you enjoy most about performing in front of a crowd? What's the one part that you just keeps bringing you back?
It's the energy, you know, and then when you're done performing, people want your autograph or they want to hang out and take pictures or just get to know you. So, you know, I love people. So anytime I'm around them, I'm happy. So.
Yes, absolutely. I bet you get to meet so many amazing people from all over the world. And it's kind of cool with social networking sites. Do you have a really neat story where you've met someone on the internet and, you know, you've talked to them for a while and then finally they're able to go to a show and you get to meet them face to face?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really cool.
That is a lot of fun. Very, very neat. And we do have another song here called Dear Heart. So how about we play this, all right?
All right.
All right. Perfect, perfect. So let's play Dear Heart, and we will be right back in just a moment here. I'm going to actually ask one of my musical directors to put it up because my computer froze. Woo! Yes, we're starting on a high note. So let's put this on.
Gotta love it when that happens.
Gotta love technology. Please put on Dear Heart by Amy Taylor, and we'll be right back in just a moment. I love this song.
I had a talk today with my foolish heart. We went back and forth about leaving me in the dark. Took me dancing in the rain with him late last night. Led me home, gave me hope, and you hung me out to dry. You let me fall in love with a reckless man. Now he drifts my world. Big damn. Dear heart, oh why can't you let it go? I told you he's no good for us. You got a mind of your own. I swear that you and I have been down this road before. This is a cross that I can't bear. Dear
that was Dear Heart by Amy Taylor, and we're back with her right now. And one last time, can you please give out, you know, your website and also your social networking sites so people can go and chat with you after the show, get to know you better, and, of course, where people can go and purchase your music. Please give all that for people who are just tuning in just now.
Yeah, definitely. Just go to amytaylormusic.com, and then there's links to, like, my Twitter page, my Facebook page, Instagram, like, all that stuff is on there.
Perfect. Check it out, everybody. Woo! I am really loving the chat room. Everyone thinks your voice is just incredible, and everyone's doing the little dancey emoticons.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Woo! I love it. And also, I have another fun question here for you. If you could go back and do any part of your musical journey again, because it was just such a great, you know, experience and a highlight for you, what would you say that one highlight for you was that you would love to redo, go back to?
It was back in 2005. I auditioned for the show Nashville Star, which Miranda Lambert and Chris Young were both on.
Yes.
And I got called back twice. And I was, you know, I was like 18, 19 years old, just out of high school. I was paying my own bills, you know, just getting by with music and stuff like that. So I let my phone bill kind of lapse over a couple months. It got cut off. So I don't know if I ever got called back again or not. But, you know, that's one thing I would have taken a lot more serious back then. So.
Right. Well, you know, it really is a learning experience. You know, you live and learn.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. And also, another fun question here for you. What do you like to do on your downtime? What are some hobbies that you like to do when you're not working on music?
Pretty much anything. I actually have an 8-year-old daughter, so spending time with her. Yeah, and my friends and, you know, all that good stuff. Anything outdoors. I'm traveling, even in my free time.
Yes. Oh, that is so cool. Very, very nice. I have to ask because, you know, I love to ask this question for the parents that I have on my show because, you know, I'm always curious. You know, one day if your you know, daughter came up to you and said, hey, I want to, you know, do what you do. I want to be a singer or, you know, be a songwriter or musician or whatever. That would be really cool. What do you think about that?
She's actually done that.
Really? She has? Oh, wow. Yeah. She's ready, ahead of the ball game.
Yeah. She's
I'm behind.
Yeah, when she was about 2 or 3, she tried playing my guitar with me. You know, she would just try and strum along with me. And then as she got older and she could, you know, carry on a conversation and stuff like that,
yeah,
she actually ended up singing at one of my shows. And then she kept singing at, like, the next few shows.
Aww.
And then I think she just kind of got burnt out quick.
Right. Oh, but that is just so, so cute. I definitely could see, you know, when she grows up, I would love to invite her to the Josie Show, okay? She'll be the next
guest. Definitely.
Yes. That'd be so cool.
And I've also got some cool stuff coming up with a friend of mine from South Carolina.
Yes.
His name is Jared Ketterman. So I can't say exactly right now what that is, but it's going to be really cool. So if you guys want to check him out too, it's at JaredKettermanMusic.com or JaredKetterman.com.
I would love to. I would love to check him out. Maybe I could have him on the show as well. Thank you.
Yeah, he would love that, definitely.
Perfect. I love that. Thank you so much. And we did run out of time, but I want to thank you so much for sharing your music and your music with us and just chatting with me. And I had a lot of fun talking with you. Thank you.
I did too. Thank you so much for sharing it as well.
Oh, anytime. And we'll talk with you again real soon, okay? Come back.
All right, sounds good.
Perfect. That was Amy Taylor, everyone. Thank you, Amy. Bye-bye. Bye.
See you later.
Amy Taylor, everyone. We got to play her songs, Rear View and also Dear Heart. And really quick, I want to get through some announcements here really quick because I have a lot of things that I wanted to mention here. So first off, I want to talk a little bit about our award show, which is happening in September 27th at the Gaylord Opryland Springs, and it is part of Gaylord Opryland Resort in Nashville, Tennessee. However, it is a separate, you know, property. They wanted to give us more time and more space for performances and also fans to be there. So they completely gave us a whole building of theirs, and I was kind of stunned a little bit. On the phone, I did ask multiple times, wait, what? Really? Oh, my goodness, really? It's very exciting, and it's just so beautiful. I don't know if you guys seen it, but on Facebook, I did like a little tutorial of you know what the building looked like, and you know the part where people are going to actually be there and perform and stuff. And it's so beautiful. I hope everyone checked out the Facebook post. But I think you could still find it. if you scroll down a ways at facebook.com/josiep1995. You should be able to find it without a problem. And it is just a beautiful, beautiful building. And it's located at 18 Spring House Lane in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're excited because of the massive, you know, ticket sales and people coming to the show. It is sold out pretty much at this point. So we had to, you know, kind of put it in two parts with the show. So we have a matinee show. This wasn't what we were planned, but because we didn't know how big it was going to be because this is our first award show. But we have a matinee show and then the evening show. And then, so yeah, there will be a red carpet before the matinee show. Everyone will be in there. The award show will commence, performances, all that. And then we'll have the evening show and the red carpet all over again for the evening show, people and da-da-da, have fun, you know, awards and all that. And then we're going to have an after party where people from both of the shows will all be in the one area. And then people can, you know, mingle and chat and connect. And that's what we wanted everyone to really connect. And you never know, maybe we'll make new, you know, new connections, and you know, maybe there will be some collabs, and you know, we'll see what happens. But that would be a lot of fun. So please, everyone, make sure you go to josieshowawards.com for all the details. And we do have, you know, we pretty much have everything settled performance-wise. We have over 30 performers, which is crazy because I don't believe an award show has had that many, you know, an independent award show, that is. So I think that's really exciting. We're going to have so many people there. So I am just looking forward to it. And we will announce all of the performers. We'll have, you know, the whole list so people can, you know, find out more about it and who's going to be performing and who's going to be there, so you know exactly what's happening, all right? We'll keep everyone informed. And also next week on the Josie Show, my guests are Brad Sims, Shelley Lynn, Kate Todd, and Lenny Cochran. So I am so excited about that. And then also we bring you a pre-show interview. I'm getting a lot of great reviews on our pre-show interviews. I can see that you guys are really enjoying our pre-shows. And, you know, the interviews that we're doing on there are just fantastic. We have a wonderful pre-show interview with Brittany Brody next week. So that starts at 6 o'clock p.m. Central with Brittany Brody. And then at 7 o'clock p.m. Central is our regularly scheduled The Josie Show. So stay tuned for all that. And also, Tina has some announcements as well that we're going to play a little bit later here on the show. So stay tuned for all that. Now, everyone, please welcome to the show my next guest, Jeffrey Lee. Hello.
How you doing? How
hey,
are
I'm
you?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Just on my way to a gig.
Awesome. Awesome. What kind of gig you doing? That's exciting.
it's a show at a country bar tonight. But
nice.
It's like, yeah, it's a massive country bar. So it's actually a really cool show to do. So we're playing there tomorrow night.
Awesome.
It'll be a good time.
Oh, yeah. Have a great time. I mean, definitely rock the socks out on that place. Enjoy. Have a great
For
time.
For sure.
Yes, I know you will. I know you will. I love it. I love it. Well, have a great performance after the show. But I'm really excited because we are going to play a couple of your songs here tonight for everybody to hear if they haven't yet. And we also, I want to get to know you a little bit better. Like, for instance, when did you start music? When did you realize this was what you wanted to do?
When I was about 10 years old, I think, I started actually playing the drums. My mom got me some drums to keep me busy, and I started by banging away on the drums, and then just kind of progressed from there and
mm-hmm.
started playing bass and then guitar, and then by default started singing, and just decided I liked that better and kept doing it. So here I am.
Yes, yes. I love that, and we're so glad that you are, you know, that you chose this path because your music is fantastic. We love it. Love, love, love.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I know it's yeah, it's not the typical country, but I like to push the envelope a little bit, mix up some different
yes.
sound stuff. So,
yes.
you know,
Yeah, I love that. I love that you know, push the boundaries and put your own special spin on things. You know, it's not something that you keep hearing on the radio over and over again. You know, you have when people hear your songs, they're like, hey, we know who that is. That's Sir Jeffrey Lee.
And hopefully they want to keep hearing more.
Yes, yes, please. Keep putting out great music, for sure. We have a song that we're going to play in just a moment called 10 Kinds of Crazy. Can you tell us a little bit about that song? I love the title for this song.
It's actually, I had the song kicking around for a while, and I took the line from another song of mine, and I just wanted to do something really, really simple, which I don't usually do, and so it's just me and an acoustic guitar, and it's just kind of a song about, you know, when you first meet somebody that you can't stop thinking about them feeling, and you wonder what they're doing, and all that kind of fun stuff, so it's just kind of the, about the tension all there that goes on when you're first getting to know somebody.
Absolutely. It's very relatable. A lot of people have those same feelings when they're meeting people. You know, everyone has had a moment like that, for sure. So I think that really is what relates to a lot of people. And I'm excited to play this song. So we are going to play this song, and we'll be right back, okay? And then we can talk about where we can go and find your music, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Everyone, please start dancing and enjoying, because we're going to play Jeffrey Lee and his song 10 Kinds of Crazy. So we will play this, and we'll be right back in just a moment at the Toasty Show. Stay right there. Hit it.
I can't sleep as I keep thinking about you, tossing and turning, wondering what you're up to. Are you thinking about me? Well, I'm thinking about you. You're driving me 10 kinds of crazy. You're all I'm thinking about lately. I'm laying here staring at my phone, wondering why we're both alone. 10 kinds of crazy. You're all I'm thinking about lately. We're like a wildfire waiting on a spark to start it blazing. You're driving me 10 kinds of crazy. I'm in deep and I ain't even kissed you yet. But when I do, it's gonna be one you never. Are you thinking about me? The way I'm thinking about you, you're driving me 10 kinds of crazy. You're all I'm thinking about lately. I'm laying here staring at my phone. There ain't a single reason we should be alone. 10 kinds of crazy. You're all I'm thinking about lately. We're like a wildfire waiting on a spark to start it blazing. Tell me what I gotta do just to be right next to you. Running circles around my brain, slowly driving me insane. Lately, we're like a wildfire waiting on a spark to start it blazing. 10 kinds of crazy. You're all I'm thinking about lately. I'm laying here staring at my phone, wondering why we're both alone. 10 kinds of crazy. You're all I'm thinking about lately. We're like a wildfire waiting on a spark to start it blazing. You're driving me 10 kinds of crazy. 10 kinds of crazy.
Dog. That was 10 Kinds of Crazy by Jeffrey Lee. And we are back in action at the Josie Show. Now, where can people go and check you out? Check you out on social media, but also where people can go and purchase your music and listen to it, you know, online or anywhere else.
I'm at everybody's favorite digital retailers. I believe my stuff is live now. It takes a while to get it going to have them actually ready for purchase. But, yeah, all the major digital retailers have it. It's under JL, just initials J and L.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's 4 songs available now. So, yeah, go check them out.
Perfect.
And as far as social media, only a couple months ago decided to branch out on my own and start doing my own thing. And so my Facebook page is JL is Country, and same for Twitter. And then you can also find me on Reverb Nation.
Perfect. Check it out, everyone. It's super, super easy. And make sure you friend, follow, et cetera, et cetera. And chat it up.
Chat it up.
Yes.
Chat it up. Talk about it all day long.
Do it. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Make it happen. I love that. So, everyone, please make sure you do that after the show. And also, you know, show your support for the music. Check it out and put it on all your devices, your iPhone, iPad, et cetera. Put it everywhere. I was wondering, do you have one specific song that you always love to do because the crowd just goes wild? Do you have that one specific song?
It's not a country song.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Really? That's the song that gets you, gets the crowd hyped.
Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Really? Very, very.
Are you getting a crazy echo?
Yeah, I'm getting really crazy echo.
Hang on one second. Let me see if I can take it
on
my
end. You're listening to.
You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is that better?
No, I still hear it.
Oh, man.
The technology is crazy today. Oh, there we go. Perfect.
There we go. Much
perfect.
Better.
Perfect. Now I hear you much better. That is crazy. Yeah, technology, I'm telling you. Sometimes it could be your best friend. Sometimes it could be not so great.
Right.
I love it. But, yes, so that's the song that really gets people on their feet. It would get me on my feet for sure. I agree.
It's hilarious to see, like, because everybody will be line dancing and everything. And then at the end of the night, be like, hey, you mind if we rock it up a little bit? And as soon as we start that song, people just go crazy. So, yeah, it's funny to watch that song make everybody go nuts in a country bar. But it
does.
Awesome. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's always fun to play.
It is, and what I really think is cool is you could tell music is really universal because, you know, you're there maybe, you know, at a country bar or something like that, and then you play that, and people are still on their feet. See, it doesn't even matter. Just music is music.
Awesome.
That is really, really awesome. And are you doing any, I mean, I know you have a performance tonight, but any other upcoming performances planned where people can go and check you out live? Anything else in the books as of right now?
If you're in Utah, yes. Nothing outside of Utah right now. Yeah, I'm a ways away. So, yeah, people are in Utah. There's gigs constantly coming up. So they can find us at all the favorite haunts here, all the country bars here. So, yeah, they hit me up on Facebook, and I keep everybody posted when I'm going to be playing. So, yeah, if they're in this area, they can come check it out. So, one of these days I'll get outside of Utah, but for now I'm just banging around the mountains. So
perfect. We actually do have viewers in Utah, so it's perfect if people are listening and can go out. Make sure you go and check them out live and take pictures if you can, so we could check it out.
There you go.
Yes, make it happen. I love it. And so also, a fun question here for you that I love to ask all of my guests who perform. So have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could recall? Anything that just did not go so well live and in person? We all have those moments.
Yes, I have. When I was playing bass, I used to play bass and sing in a band, and I was a little bit mobile at times, and one of the times when I could move around on the stage in between when I had to sing, did this crazy spin thing on the drum riser. My cable got wrapped around my ankles, and I did a backwards somersault off the drum riser. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh. That is so, so cool, though.
Backwards off the stage. Yeah.
Oh.
It was fantastic.
It's fantastic. I love how you can laugh about it, and you're just like, okay, that was kind of epic.
Oh, yeah. Even the sound that came out of my bass when I hit the ground,
uh-huh.
There's nothing I could do but laugh. It was just, it was one of those things, just freaking hilarious.
That is hilarious. I love it. I love it. Even the bass had something to say about that. Very neat. Very neat. We've heard of a lot of interesting ones with, like, wardrobe malfunctions and stuff like that. But that one's pretty crazy. I like it.
Well, and I haven't had any of those pant ripping incidents yet. And
perfect. Knock on wood.
The weird thing was, before I left for the show tonight,
uh-huh.
I just had a really bad feeling my pants were going to rip, so I thought I better grab a spare.
Yeah, good plan. Okay, yes. See, there you go. Helping you out.
And a bandana. Yeah. Keep a bandana handy, and if the rip happens in a strategic place, it shouldn't happen. I'll just hurry and stuff the bandana in there.
Genius, genius. That actually is really smart. That's a good tip for any guys out there that, you know, are performing and they're afraid that that's going to happen. That's actually a really great tip. I love it. There you go.
I don't think anybody'd be throwing dollar bills at me, so put a bandana in there and cover it all back up.
Oh, come on. too funny. And I also have to ask here, because we are going to play another one of your songs called Sweet Stuff. We are going to play that in just a moment. But are there any other upcoming projects that you can tell us about? Are you songwriting? Maybe more music in the future? What's going on? What would you like to see happen?
Oh, yeah. I'm always mm-hmm. tinkering with something. I've been on traveling a lot lately with my work. Unfortunately, I still have to hold down a day job because I'm not cool enough to not yet. So, I've always got something cooking, and I'm working on a song right now that is probably one of my favorites of mine. It's called Hellraising State of Mind. Don't nobody take that title, neither. It's going to be a really cool song.
Yes.
I'm digging it.
I'm
almost
so excited.
Done, but I've got I've got six more that are done besides the four that are available for purchase right now. And then I've got probably another 12 to 15 in the can that I could start releasing anytime. So I just wanted to build up a nice chunk of songs before I got too crazy with it. So it's about time.
Yes. Well, I have to say, I'm excited to hear about that because that would be my excuse to have you back on the show. Any new music, okay? Come back.
Nice.
Perfect.
I'll get you some.
Nice. Thank you so much. I mean, we would love to play you, on Country Blast Radio, our radio station. So, if whatever, just send it on over to us. That's all.
I will do that.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. Anytime. So how about we play the last song of the night here that we have of yours called Sweet Stuff, and we will be right back, all right? Let's do it. Here we go.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Whoa. Perfect. Jeffrey Lee, Sweet Stuff, and we will be right back in just a moment. Stay right there at the Josie
Let's
Show.
Let's do it,
Hit
y'all.
It.
Girl.
by Jeffrey Lee. And like I said before we played it, this is a great song that I just love. I can't help but, you know, find myself tapping my toes, dancing a little bit, you know.
Jump up, shake your booty.
Exactly, it does. It kind of makes you like twerk a little bit. It's a great, it's great. It's really great. You put a little Miley
That's
Cyrus
awesome.
In there. Yes,
there
for sure. For sure. It's wonderful. And everyone is really, really dancing in the chat room here. All these dancing emoticons. People are saying that, oh, ooh, JaniceK64 in the chat room just says, yeah, it's great. There you go. She loves
nice.
You, too.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Very nice. And also, another fun question here for you. When you're not working on music, what do you like to do for fun, you know, for as a hobby, you know, to relax?
Oh, I am mm-hmm. such a nerd. I read
I
a
it.
Lot, mm-hmm. go to the gym, and get tattoos. That's about all I do.
Nice. Hey, you got to do what you want to do to feel good. I agree, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm a total nerd.
I like it. I like it. I definitely agree. The tattoo part, I'm scared. But the rest of it,
yeah.
There you go.
You don't have one yet?
No, I'm so scared of, like, needles. How bad does it hurt from a scale of 1 to 10, and be honest?
Well, it's kind of, I tell people it's kind of like, have you ever been scratched by a cat?
Oh, yeah, my old cat. Ooh,
it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like a prolonged cat scratch.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound too horrible yet,
yeah.
So that's good. I'm going to try something.
Yeah, it's not the funnest, but
it's worth it.
Most people I talk to, once they get one, they either never mm-hmm. do it again, or they want another, and then another, and then they end
yeah.
up looking like me. So,
right,
yeah.
right. Well, I definitely want to try. I was like really wanting a like a music notes type thing, like
uh-huh.
music notes along my like around my ankle. That'd be so cute.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I wanted to do. So I'll try it. I will, because I've always wanted to, and we'll see what happens. We'll see.
All
if
right, let me know.
Tattoo number two. We'll have to see. I
let
love
me
it.
Know.
Yes, I will let you know for sure and take pictures. I like that. And I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. We ran out of time, but thank you so, so much. We would love to have you back on, okay, anytime.
Thank you very much, and I will see you in a few weeks in Nashville.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I totally am so excited to get to meet you, and it will be, such a great time. I mean, Nashville always is. So we're gonna have to take a selfie for Instagram. It'll be a great, great time for sure.
Very cool. Looking forward to it.
I can't wait. September 27th. I am so
yep.
looking forward to it. And, yes, thank you so, so much for coming on, and see you real soon. You're nominated for the award show. That's exciting.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll see
You're
you soon.
You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome. Everyone really just was loving you when we were going through nominations. You've had quite a lot. We were like, all right, Jeffrey Lee. Ooh, another one from Jeffrey Lee here.
Very cool.
That's how it went. Yes. Yes. So we're really, really excited. And thank you again. And I hope you have a great rest of your night, okay?
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me on, Josie.
Oh, thank you so much. Jeffrey Lee, everyone. JL.
All right. Take
you.
Care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Aw, Janice, we love you. We're happy that you're doing your dancing. I would definitely dance with you. I wish you were coming to Nashville. We could dance together. That would be amazing. Be on the dance floor and just chill out and completely make a fool out of myself. I would love that. Oh, goodness. Because I'm really not the best dancer. And no, you will not be seeing twerking. Tina, my mother. My own mother asked me if I was going to be twerking. No, I will not be twerking in public. That is only for my Mears consumption, okay? That is only, you hear her laughing in the background, that is only for my mirror to enjoy, okay? That is not for public consumption, okay? I am not going to do that. oh, my goodness. But yeah, I do love a good twerk, though. You know, it makes you feel free. You know what I'm saying? It does. Don't laugh at me. It does. It does. It makes you feel good about yourself, for sure. And I'm not even joking. It does. And it's really, really great exercise, too. It really is. No joke. It really, really is. But I'm going to bring on, before my next guest comes here, I'm going to bring on Tina, who can try to control your laughter. She's going to try to control her laughter. Just let me say try. And you're still laughing. oh, my goodness. I'm wondering if she's ever was able to, you know, see a glimpse of this when I'm doing this in my room. Were you spying? I am 20, almost 21 years old, and you probably spied while I was doing my twerking session. How dare you? How dare you? See? Moms, am I right? All right, so she has some announcements here for everybody. So tell us what's going on.
You got to stop. You got to stop. All right, that's funny. Okay, I'm going to try to stop laughing now. Okay, so let's get on to some serious business. First off, we want to make sure that you go ahead and you go to Facebook and go in the search bar and look for Donald and Donovan Blevins. Make sure you go ahead and check them out. They are part of Hillbilly Drive Band. Great voice. Make sure you hear them. Next, I want to go ahead and tell you about our sponsors for the Josie Show Country Blast Radio Award Show and concert event. So we want to say thank you to Craig, who sponsored in the name of Feeding America. To find out more about Feeding America, go to feedingamerica.org. Next, we want to say thank you to RCP Promotion, Fraser Newcomb, Southbound Train, Vince Anthony, Worldwide Entertainment and Jason Ward Events, Aaron Etter, and Charlie Wayne Feltz Promotion and Talent, and of course, also sponsored by The Josie Show and Country Blast Radio. All right, let's go ahead and give this back to Josie, and then I'll go back to laughing. Okay.
Let the laughter commence. I'm pretty sure she's walked in a few times when I was doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, because she's just laughing way too much. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. I'm very excited for my next guest. She is so talented and has a new song out that we're going to talk about. So I am very, very excited about that. Her new song is Born to Run, and it is getting a lot of great publicity. Very, very popular. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about our radio station for people who are just tuning in just now and don't know, anything about that. We do have a radio station. This is a radio show. I know people get a little confused with it because I have a lot of different things happening and going on. But the Josie Show is my radio show where I do interviews and play my guest music, and also we do fun segments and all sorts of different crazy things. but my radio station is 24/7 country music, and it's just been a blast to do. And it's a 24/7 licensed and national chart reporting country music radio station, Country Blast Radio. And we currently report to 4 separate charts, and have a few more that we are actually planning on and, you know, that are going to be coming on board. So I'm excited about that. But we play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists, and also all sorts of, you know, different types of country music. Because I know some people like traditional country music. You know, you got your legends, like Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and, so many. I'm George Jones. I mean, hello. I know everyone loves them, and of course Ray Price and all them. And then also we have, your newer material, and also new country music from, you know, independent artists and, you know, things from, you know, Carrie Underwood to also just everything pretty much mixed together, even some Texas dance hall music. We have everything from, you know, new and old. So, which we just love, we love our country music. So you can hear us and check out what's going on at countryblastradio.com. And since we're worldwide on Live 365, you could also hear us at their website, live365.com. And once you go in there, you'll see a search bar to search shows. You just type in Country Blast Radio, and then you'll find me, you'll find us. And then also, also they have a free app called Live 365. So you can download that free app, and then once you're in Live 365, the app, just search in the search bar Country Blast Radio to find us, and you can make us your preset. So it's just a button, a click away, and then that's all you got to do and listen to 24/7 nonstop country music. And it's awesome. We're highly ranked on Live 365 and Hot Country Hits worldwide, ahead of many FM stations, which is still kind of bizarre in a good way, unbelievable. And it's just a lot of fun to do, so I hope everyone goes and checks it out, countryblastradio.com. And also you can find us, all of my pages on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Josie Show, facebook.com/country_blast, facebook.com/Josie Passantino, and also Twitter, Twitter.com/country_blast, and then Facebook.com/country_blast radio. There's so many out there, it's so hard to keep track. But after the show, I'll go on my Facebook pages and list all of them. So find me on Facebook.com/JosiePassantino1995, and I'll list all of my social media links for both the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio. And when in doubt, just search the Josie Show and we'll pop up, everywhere. And then also Country Blast Radio will pop up all over the place there as well. So it's super easy to do. And really quick, I want to give a shout-out to a couple wonderful, wonderful people here in the chat room that are coming to my award show in Nashville. I want to give a shout-out to everybody because I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for coming in the chat room because I love when people go into the chat room. Most people listen from their phones because, people can hear it on the Live 365 app. So most people are on their phones listening to us or listening back in the archives at our josieshow.com. We save it, save all the episodes, or people are listening on the phone lines right now. But we really appreciate, everyone, that are in the chat room as well, chatting with us. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. But really quick, MC Irish Eyes, which is her Twitter handle, so go follow her. She's going to be coming to our award show in Nashville. I am so, so stoked about that. I'm so excited to meet you. And then also B Leatherman, who also I believe is her Twitter handle. She's also coming. So I am so, so stoked to meet both of you. We're just going to have so, so much fun. Bar, Megan, everyone, I'm so excited. Now let me give some shout outs to our chat room people, our chat room peeps. A. Frelick, 1975, who is Andrew Frelick, an amazing, amazing artist. He is fantastic. We just did a contest, like a giveaway with him, and we loved it yesterday. He's awesome. He's awesome. Chaz72, B. Letterman again. Hey. Alan, who works here apparently, since he says, Alan, I work here. Flyboy, who is our awesome love, Roger Woods. He's amazing. We love him. Let's see here. Janice K64. Love you, Janice. Love y'all. JP Zamet, 2015. Love you, JP. You're awesome. Ken Meekin. Let's see here. MC Irish Eyes. Hey. Tina is in there. And Waylon Henley. Woohoo! Yes. And so many dancing emoticons. I'm loving it. Everyone's just having a ball. I'm so excited that you guys joined the chat room. And also, I want to mention Waylon Henley, who was our first guest tonight, is in the chat room. So I'm super excited about that. And Chaz is also an amazing artist who we've had on our show. So check them out when you can. They're awesome, awesome peeps, everybody in our chat room. And if you're not in the chat room, go to josieshow.com. And all you got to do is click the register, and it's free, and only takes like a couple minutes, maybe not even a couple minutes, like a minute, 60 seconds of your time, and that's all you got to do. And then you can log into every single, during a show, you can log in there and enjoy the show. Ooh, we just have a new person pop in our chat room, Bruce Lev, woo, who is another artist. And he is phenomenal. a great, great guy. So thank you so, so much for coming in the chat room and not, you know, I love our listeners on the phone lines and also listening to us on our archives. And also, of course, the people who are in the chat room and not, you know, just listening. They're joining in and chatting with us, and we want everyone to join in with us. So please, everyone, make sure, you know, one of these days, enjoy the chat room, because that's what we have it for. We want everyone to connect and talk during a show and meet new people, because that's what I love to do. And so also, if there's someone out there that wants to, you know, communicate, maybe if you guys would like, if you can call in, we have like a five-something minutes. So it's a free line. If anyone wants to call in, it's 646-381-4339. So if you want to call in, that is definitely, you could do that. And if you don't, it's completely, completely fine. I'll just keep talking, which I know everybody loves. Oh, yeah. So I want to talk a little bit because I just got a new phone, y'all. Okay. I'm so excited about it. It's the Samsung Galaxy. Oh, my goodness. It has so many different names. Okay. Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge Plus. I said it. Woo, I'm so excited. It is such a great phone. I am really, really loving it. The first thing I did was download the Live 365 app, so I have my radio station on there. That was the first thing that I did. I'm a true country music lover. What can I say? So, yes, it's an amazing phone. I'm so happy that I have it. It's so, so great. I love it, and I could listen to the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio on it. So just saying. Yes, is everyone shy? Nobody wants to call in tonight? Come on now. It looks like we do have a caller, so we will see what happens. I love it. I want to thank everyone so much, you know, for listening tonight. I really truly appreciate it. And I also want to give mad love. I want to give mad love to the people who are supporting our show always, and also. Also, I wanted to mention people who replay our shows, radio stations that replay our shows. Mad love to you. And we do have a caller. Bruce Lev is here with me from the chat room, and a wonderful, wonderful rock artist. And he's a funny man. I like that. Hello, Bruce.
Hello. I'm here.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday night. I got home, and I'm turning on your radio station. And
love it.
How much time is left?
We have, oh, my goodness, I think we only have maybe 10-something minutes or so, 10 or 15 minutes. So, we're excited we opened the line because I'm so excited to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's happy hour out here in Arizona.
Nice. Very nice.
And I have a recording studio
soon,
date
so
tomorrow morning.
That will mean something soon for me. That'll mean something soon for me because I am turning 21 pretty soon, February. So I'm looking out for it. Excited about
it. All right, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see everybody in Nashville in September.
Oh.
I got my plane tickets.
Yes.
And my
hotel room. I am too. I am so, so stoked to meet you. It's going to be such a great time. And we cannot leave without getting a picture together, okay? It'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, the red carpet. I'm a red carpet maniac.
Yeah.
I need to have pictures with everybody.
Perfect. Yeah, the red carpet will be there. So, you know, just that's what I want that night is for connections to be made. You'll meet so many different people from all over the world pretty much. So I'm excited. You never know. You might find someone that you want to do a duet with. You never know.
Well, I got my cards ready. I had some special cards printed up, and I'm going to stuff my pockets and hand them out like crazy.
Hand them out like Tic Tacs. Do it. That's smart. Businessing, for sure. Businessing. So what is going on with you? Tell us a little bit about your music.
Well, you know, I'm a Beatle maniac, so that, you know, every song I write and produce is, you know, kind of got to be different from the last one. And my latest production is a song called Jessica, and it's a really pretty song, so pretty that my voice couldn't handle it. So I brought in a wonderful talent here in Arizona. Her name is Juice Lucafo. And, you know, she really knocked it out of the park.
Wow,
and
I love her name. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's really a Julia Lucafo, but she calls herself Juice. That's her stage name.
Very, very nice. So you'll be able to hear her vocals on that song, Jessica. Wow.
Yeah, you know what? I created a hyperlink. It's jessicamusicvideo.com.
Perfect. Everyone, please make sure you check it out.
And you go to that, and you'll see her singing it live in the studio.
Nice.
And Mark Forman playing piano on a baby grand.
I love it. So cool.
And it came out great. So I think I'm hoping that it'll appear on the 58th Grammy ballot this year coming up.
Oh, that would be incredible. I hope so, for sure. That would be an incredible, incredible thing for you and for Juice.
And for Mark, that guy is just an amazing piano player and arranger. In fact, it's going to be in the, hopefully there's a category called Best Arrangement, mm-hmm. Instruments and Vocals.
Yes.
For anybody, any voting members out there.
Yes, any voting members, come on down.
And yeah, go check out the video, jessicamusicvideo.com.
Perfect. Check it out, everyone.
And then tomorrow, go ahead.
Oh, definitely. Check it out, everyone. I hope everyone goes to the website that you gave out and then also, you know, check out the video because I love, love, love studio videos. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, it was a kind of like do-it-yourself type. I just brought in my camera, put it on a tripod, and caught Juice knocking it out of the park, and then mm-hmm. with Mark on the piano knocking it out. And then mm-hmm. I threw in some home videos of Jessica, who's my niece, when she was 2 years old.
Aww.
And it came out, it's a really interesting, nice production.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You gotta definitely, send it our way. I would love to, you know, have you on the show and maybe play it for everybody if that would be what you would be into. I would love to.
Oh, yeah. I could send you the MP3 really easily.
Perfect.
Maybe for next week. Maybe we can make a date out of it.
Let's do it. Actually, yes. Let's plan it right now. I'm going to say it right now on air because we're going to do it. We would love to play Jessica. Let's play it next week, okay? On the Josie Show. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect. Perfect. And I'll tell everyone on Facebook that we're going to be playing it next week as well. So send that MP3 to us, and we are ecstatic to be able to play it next week on the Josie Show. Can't wait.
Excellent. And in between, they could check it out on YouTube.
Yes.
And, you kind of get to know the players and even
absolutely.
Jessica.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the most important part about a song is, of course, the artist that is performing it, but also the songwriter and also the musicians. And it seems like you have a really great team behind you with that project, you know?
Important. Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I have a really cool studio close mm-hmm. by where I live, and it's called arrowheadstudio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, some great, talented, younger people, and I'm just lucky enough to have access to them and all their musicians, and it came together nicely.
Yes, that is very, very neat. I mean, I think that's the number one thing, like I said before, is connection. So it's really cool how you, are meeting so many amazing people that can help you along your journey, because I feel like that's the most important thing is, not everyone can, climb that ladder by themselves. They need other people around them to help them, with their journey. I mean, that's the most important part is people. People need people.
That could be a song.
Exactly. There you go. I helped you out already. Make it. Do it. Create it.
I think there is a famous song, people who need people.
Yeah. There is. But hey, you could definitely pull something out with that one. You don't know. You could do it.
I know. I have a song I wrote that I thought would be a crossover between rock and roll and country. And maybe when I'm at the show and in Nashville, maybe, I'll make some friends like you were suggesting. And who knows, maybe somebody would be interested in throwing a really great country voice on top of this track that I have.
Absolutely. There are going to be so, so many different country artists there, female and male. So really, it's going to be a crazy night. So if you want connections, that'll be the place to go.
Sure. Yeah, it's going to be a whirlwind. So I tend to bring my video camera with me I go.
Yes,
and
for sure.
You know, that's one way to remember it because it goes by like a blur.
It does. It really, really does. But I'm just so excited to meet you and everybody else, and it's going to be just such a great time. September 27th, Nashville, Tennessee, Gaylord Opera Dance Spring. Yes. Oh, I'm so excited about it. Oh, and also, please, before we go, please give everyone your social networking sites. I know people are going to probably want to chat with you after the show. So where can they find you?
Okay, well, on Facebook, it's the whole Facebook thing, and then you just type in Bruce Lev Page, or you can go to, I have a lot of my music on Reverb Nation, and you can get there by just typing in brucelev.com.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
But, yeah, if they want to chat in real time, just go to Bruce Lev Page on Facebook.
Perfect. Everyone, after the
and
show,
I'll leave that page
up
on my laptop while I sit here and have a couple of beers for happy hour.
Yes, enjoy. And I am so happy you called in to surprise us tonight. Thank you so much.
I'm
Love
glad
it.
I caught you. You know, I came racing home and thought, wow, I hope I'm not too late this week.
No, you weren't. You were like perfect timing. So thank you so much. And
well,
we would love
to have
you back on, okay? Anytime.
Yeah. And next week we'll plan on having Jessica appear on your show.
Absolutely. We will definitely do it. And maybe we could have you call back again a little bit so we can, you know, talk a little bit about it. You know, I think people would like to hear you talk a little bit about it before we play it, okay? We can do that.
Absolutely.
It'd be fun. Perfect. And thank you so much once again for coming on. And I'll talk with you again soon, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So have a nice night, everybody out there in Josie Land.
Yes, Josie Land. Ooh, I like that. Thank you. I will talk to you again soon. Bruce Lev, everyone, please make sure you find him on Facebook. Do it in his website. Thank you so much, Bruce Lev.
Okay,
awesome.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Oh, he's incredible. So happy he called in. And it looks like maybe we got the time zones mixed up with our fourth guest, but it is okay. We will definitely try to reschedule with Sydney Renee. So that is no problem. But thank you all so much for tuning in. But before we go, I think I want to play my single, if we still have it here on the switchboard. Maybe not. We don't know. Actually, you know what would be really fun? We actually have had past guests on our show do really cool little promo bumps where they talk about the Josie show, like you're listening to the Josie show. So I'm going to actually put those all together. That'd be so much fun. I want to do this. I'm such a dork. I love doing things like this spontaneously. So I'm going to do it, okay? So here are some of the guests that I've had over the years. Okay, I'm excited to see what happens. Woo! Is it working? I don't think it's working. I don't think it's working. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let's see if Tina could try it. Maybe it'll work. Nope, it's not working. Well, that was fun. Yeah, we will try to do that next week. Oh, goodness, technology. Technology has not been my friend tonight. But thank you all so much for tuning into the show. We appreciate you tuning in, even bloopers and all. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again next week. Next week, we have on, I guess, Brad Sims, Shelly Lynn, Kate Todd, and Lenny Cochran. And also, we will play Bruce Lev's song, Jessica. So we will be playing that, and we'll also have him speak a little bit about it before we play it on that night. And also, our pre-show interview with Brittany Brody starts at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. And also at 7 o'clock, right after it, will be the Josie Show's regularly scheduled at 7 o'clock. So I'm excited about that. So everyone, please tune in to that next Friday. And a good night, everyone. And thank you so much for tuning into The Josie Show tonight right here at josieshow.com. And we'll see you again next week. And remember, The Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience. It may not be recorded or aired without written consent from The Josie Show management. Good night, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And see you guys again next week. Woo! Bye-bye. Mwah! I'm surprised my voice held up. Oh, goodness. Score for Josie. Yeah. Bye.